Okay, welcome. My name is Divine. This is episode 115 of the Divine Intervention Life Lessons podcast. In today's episode, we're going to be discussing a simple topic that I love to call buy and hold. Buy and hold. And my anchor scripture I'm going to be using today is the book of Proverbs chapter 23, verse 23. And it says, get the truth and never sell it. Also get wisdom, discipline, and good judgment. Get the truth and never sell it. Also get wisdom, discipline, and good judgment. So what in the world does this mean? What in the world does this mean? The thing is, you can interpret this portion of scripture in many contexts. Because the thing is, for some people, the word of God applies in their lives, in their specific circumstance, in a unique way. But let me give you like a good understanding of this scripture. The thing is, get the truth. The truth is something good. And then the Bible says, never sell it. That's why you see me calling this podcast, Buy and Hold. Buying the truth is like making a good decision at the very beginning. And then holding on to that decision long term, till the fulfillment of that good decision has come, right? Let me give you an example. If you look at in the stock market, many people are very short-term in their mindset, very short-term in their thinking. They buy something, and once they see it's going down even a little, boom, they jump right out of it. They're like, nope, I'm not going to waste my time on this. I'm not going to eat any losses here. And then they buy, so they buy something. They're like, oh, they did this research. They're like, yeah, this company looks good. But then they buy it, and within like 2-3 days, boom, they're out. Okay. And then they sell it, right, at the point where the thing is beginning to drop. So they didn't stay with that sound decision. But then they notice like 3 weeks later that, wow, this stock that I sold has doubled. But then they're like, oh, man, I have missed out on such a big opportunity. So they run quick and buy another idea so that, you know, they won't lose out on the gains in the stock market. But then that thing drops again. And they're like, ooh, this thing is dropping, man. I'm losing more of my capital. Sell it and at a loss, right? So they are literally just very short-term in their thinking. They bought, but they did not hold. So they keep suffering losses. But the thing is, the Bible is admonishing us today that you buy and hold. Like, for example, look at Warren Buffett. Warren Buffett, don't get me wrong, are there things that he has sold out of not long after he bought them? Yes, but those are very, very rare. Most of the time he buys, right? Like the Coca-Cola company, he has probably owned them for like more than 3 decades. He's very, very patient. When you're patient, then long-term gains, you can take advantage of them. When you have staying power after you've made good decisions, you can get very good long-term gains, right? So what does this scripture we're reading today, what is it teaching us? Make a good decision at the beginning, right? So don't just make decisions so rapidly and make flimsy decisions. No, make a good, solid, well-founded decision. But after you do that, right, hold that decision till the long-term fulfillment has come. Have staying power with sound decisions you've made. Don't give up on that decision just because in the short term, it doesn't seem to be panning out. I've said this many times to people. Whenever you make, and it's something I even realize, whenever you make decisions based on the present, based on short-term factors, you're going to make a lot of mistakes in life. You're going to make a lot of bad decisions, right? But when you think long-term, you generally will make good, clean, better decisions, right? So like, for example, if you make the decision of salvation, you know, you surrender your life to the Lord Jesus Christ, it's an excellent decision. But after you make that decision, hold for the long-term, till the blessings of God, till heaven materializes, right? So there's a lot of intrinsic wisdom in buying wisely something, right? So make a good decision, but after you've made that good decision, then hold it for the long term. Don't keep jumping in, jumping out, because the thing is, this short-term mindset, one, it makes you miss out on many blessings that you would have gotten if you just waited, and two, it also disturbs your peace. You see people that are anxious and everything is because they are very short-term in their thinking. They are not long-term in their thinking, right? They are not long-term in their thinking. So make wise buying decisions. Make wise life decisions. And then have the patience and the long-term mindset to watch them play out, to watch them materialize. If you follow this principle, you're going to be successful in many domains, right? Like people that are investing in stocks, right? If you're like, you know what, I'm not going to be doing all these meme stocks, all these popular stocks. Let me do some good research and find a cheap stock that I know it's in a company that's going to grow in the long term. Then you can make that sound decision, right? You can make that sound decision. But when you make that sound decision, wait. The successful most of these successful investors are buy and hold. Wait for a few years, right? Sometimes you may even have to wait for more than a decade, but that ultimately that decision will pan out and pan out well. And you'll be happy for it in the end, right? Because in the end, long term, true value ends up being reflected. But in the short term, there may be some distortions. But in the long term, the value of a sound decision will start shining through. There are some times when people make certain decisions, it makes no sense to you. But then 10, 20, 30 years down the line, you're like, wow, these people were they look so smart in retrospect because they bought and they held. So I'm encouraging you today, buy and hold. So one of those smart decisions you can take is surrendering your life to the Lord Jesus Christ. So if you want to make that solid decision today of surrendering to the Lord Jesus Christ, I'll encourage you to say this prayer after me. Dear Heavenly Father, I come to you today. I confess that I'm a sinner. I need your forgiveness. Have mercy upon me. Save my soul. Wash me clean in your blood. Purify me of all my iniquity. I believe you died on the cross to set me free. Be my Lord and my Savior. I believe you shed your blood for me. Wipe me with your precious blood. Write my name in the book of life. Give me a new beginning. Sanctify me with your blood. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Give me the grace to do your will all the days of my life. Give me the grace to hold on to this long-term decision and to, by patience and long-suffering, wait till the blessings materialize. Thank you, Heavenly Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And Father, I pray for those listening to this podcast. Give us the grace to make wise decisions. And often we make wise decisions, Lord, based on your word, based on a life of righteousness and a life of holiness, based on the rules of your word. Help us to just hold on, even if it doesn't look like it's panning out now. But long term is going to be a winner. Help us to be still and know that you are God. Help us to stay through to the end, to your glory and to your honor. And if there are any ways we have made bad decisions, Heavenly Father, please turn it around for your good. And please help us. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. So for those that say the prayer of salvation, congratulations, you're a child of God. I want you to do two things. Find a Bible, a translation you understand. I really love the New Living Translation. Read it and do what it says. You can start in the book of John. It will tell you all about the love of God. And you, as you do it, as you be an actual doer, you'll see your life take a turn for the better. And also, find a Bible-believing church, right? So notice I did not say find a church. I said find a Bible-believing church. There are many places that say they're churches, but they preach things that are not in clover with the word of God. They preach things that are outside the word of God. They try to twist the word to suit their aims, to fit with the new traditions of society. That's not where you want to be. You want to go to a place that's a Bible-believing church. Attend the Redeemed Christian Church of God, but there are many wonderful churches all over the world. So just find a place where you can plug in with other believers, read the Bible, do what it says. By committing your life to Christ, you've made a good decision. Now stick with it long term. And all be well with you. Until Sunday, have a wonderful weekend. God bless you. Thank you. Bye for now.